95.9 The Power Cow, we bring you a special presentation of high school basketball. Our special live coverage tonight brought to you by Kelly Express Marks, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Top Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon, Jackson Public Schools, and Industrial Steel Treating. Pre-game coverage on The Power Cow begins now. High school basketball is live on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school girls basketball. Tonight's matchup pits the Springport Spartans against the Napoleon Pirates, followed by the Hanover Horton Comets against the East Jackson Trojans in the district quarterfinals at Napoleon High School. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action alongside the Mark W. Daly right here on 95.9 The Power Cow. Thanks for joining us this evening as Mark W. Daly.
Yes, sir.
A capacity crowd here at Napoleon High School.
Well, you know, 5:30 is a tough time. People got to get out of work and stuff.
Yes.
So, but yes, there's room to stretch so far. We don't have tip-off yet. That could, you know, that could change.
Yes. It's not quite as early as the Detroit Hockey Red Wings, though.
What the heck was up with that?
2 o'clock puck drop.
Was there a holiday I'm not aware of?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Could be something. But
I read through the celebrations for each day on AM Jackson, and I don't remember anything that would constitute hockey at 2 o'clock day. There's no hockey at 2 o'clock on a Monday day.
Yes, which is pretty interesting. But there is district playoff basketball in this building.
There is, right on Jim Dutton's court. We've got a District 82 Division 3 doubleheader tonight.
Yes, and it's going to be our first matchup coming up momentarily. We got Springport and Napoleon taking the floor for their pregame warm-ups. And before we dive into the Kelly Express Mart pregame show, we're going to take a quick timeout. Going to be stepping aside back in 3 minutes, and then we'll be previewing Springport and Napoleon. What do they bring to the hardwood in this first girls' divisional basketball game? Find out next. This is 95.9 The Power Cow.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000 and 1 cent. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We are back at the Pirate Dome, Jim Dutton's Court here at Napoleon High School for the kickoff of the girls' basketball postseason. We've got the district quarterfinals, two matchups this evening. First up on the docket is Springport and Napoleon. So, Mark W. Daly, we've got a couple of teams here. We got the Big Eight and the Cascades colliding in this first matchup.
Yeah, kind of a nice crossover throwback kind of thing we have going on. Pirates 5-17, Springport 8-12 on the season. You know, when you have records like that, it's obviously you're not coming into the postseason with the regular season that you wanted. But you're hoping for a competitive game. And I feel like between these two teams, we've had a chance to see them kind of warm up here at this point. It feels like this could be a competitive contest here tonight.
Yeah, I agree. And with Springport starting off with them, they come in 8-12, as you mentioned, 6-8, fifth place in the Big Eight. And it wasn't too long ago that this Springport team was cranking out top-tier teams. Late in 2010s, routinely making deep playoff runs, and still had some solid teams. They dropped off a little bit last season, ended up going 9-13. We mentioned this year 8-12. Last year they lost to Stockbridge in the district tournament. And looking into this season, I mean, hey, they got a chance. They got Napoleon on the other side, and winner of this one will be taking on Lumen Christi tomorrow. So both these teams, they know, got a tough matchup in the next one, but it's all about the team in front of you in this one.
Yeah, I mean, you can't talk about your next opponent until you take care of the one that is sharing Jim Dutton's court with you tonight. So, yeah, they'll be facing each other, and we've got what? Tip time, just about 6 minutes away.
So for Springport, a couple of their notable wins this season. They have a split with Union City, a pretty solid team there in the Big Eight. Meanwhile, looking at some of the teams that have beaten them, Hanover Horton, of course, they split with Union City, Stockbridge, and then some non-Big Eight teams that got Olivet. They got Quincy in there, and also Charlotte, Homer as well. So a couple of non-Big Eight teams with their losses this year, but and not even really recent history between these two teams either. Last matchup, back in 2023, Springport able to get that win over Napoleon.
Wow, 2023.
How crazy is that?
Probably not too many kids left on this team from that matchup, if any at all.
Yeah, and it's crazy to think 2023, 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's
wild. Other side of the hardwood is Napoleon. For the girls, they got 5-17 this season, 5-11 in the Cascades East. Another bit of a rough season for this Napoleon team, but a little bit more of a struggle than last year. Last year they went 8-15. This year a drop-off down to 5 wins. And looking for a little bit more success in the district tournament. They lost in their district quarterfinal matchup last year to East Jackson.
Okay. So it's again, one of those things where you're just hoping to end the season on that high note. You see this all the time in high school sports. There's always like an ebb and flow. You'll have your team will kind of hit that high point, taper off, depending on the athletes that come up, depending on what type of program they learn in coming up. You could have that high point, It just depends. Sometimes you got seniors who aren't going out for the team, and you'll have a pretty young team. It could be any number of things, and they're currently in, you know, not that high point right now, but not for lack of effort.
And you never know. Seasons starts over right here, the district tournament. It doesn't matter what your regular season record was.
For
you
sure.
Could always turn that around by playing well here in the district tournament to get yourself maybe a surprise win. Maybe you can give yourself some momentum looking ahead into next season. As we're going to take a quick two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll chat some keys to the game in this one between Springport and Napoleon coming up on 95.9 The Power Count.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Back to Jim Dutton's courts. This is the Kelly Express Mart pregame show between Springport and Napoleon. As we're just moments away from tip-off, Mark W. Daly, a couple keys you think will determine the winner of this one.
Both these teams need to go out all out tonight. They need to leave everything on the court. This is a win or go home situation. Well, I mean, they're going to go home anyway. You know what I mean. End of the season on the line here tonight for these two teams. So it's a go all out kind of thing. You want to make sure that you have the ability to adapt. And I'm going to put that more on the coaches' shoulders. These are teams that, yes, you have tape. You have film. You're able to look at it through a variety of different avenues, but it's not the same as living it and experiencing it. So you have to be able to adapt with the flow of the game. We saw last week one of the schools had a hard time doing that.
Yeah.
So you got to make sure that you're able to adapt. If they're throwing you that zone and they're stretching it out and you've got three-point shooters, you got to find that person who's able to cut the lane and find the quick dish underneath. So you have to be able to adapt throughout the game tonight.
We'll wrap it up there for the Kelly Express Mart pregame show for our first girls district quarterfinal matchup this evening. And we're going to take a three-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and tip-off for you for Springport versus Napoleon coming up on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Looking for the right start for your child's education? At East Jackson Elementary, we're more than a school. We're a team. Small class sizes, caring teachers, and hands-on learning help every student shine. From early reading and interventions to STEAM, PE, and music, your child's future starts here. Enroll today and discover what opportunities await. East Jackson Elementary. Visit eastjacksonschools.org or call us at 517-764-1810 to learn more. East Jackson. Look East.
Budweiser, the American lager. A time-honored recipe, true to our original process, brewed using the choicest hops, rice, and best barley malt, delivering great quality beer since 1876. Budweiser, this Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch Budweiser Lager Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We are back at Napoleon High School. Jim Dutton's court inside the Pirate Dome for tonight's girls' district quarterfinal basketball action between the Springport Spartans and the Napoleon Pirates. Connor Dockery alongside the Mark W. Daly with you on 95.9 The Power Cow. Time for the starting lineups. First for Springport, starting five will be Hattie Gray, Sydney Humphrey, Morgan Shoemaker, Devin Lowe, and Ciara Brock. Head coach is Darren Hampton. Meanwhile, for Napoleon, starting five will be Claire Beer, Hannah Hamlin, Elle Naylor, Elle Van Poppel, and Zoe Berkeypile. Head coach is Trevor Huttenlocker. Jump ball will be between Hamlin and Brock. And Brock wins it. Springport first possession of this one, going from left to right on your radio dial. Springport wearing their road blue uniforms, white numbers trimmed in black. Napoleon in their home white uniforms, green numbers trimmed in black. Currently top of the key, swinging it to the right-hand side. Humphrey now to the free throw line. Back to Lowe, drives through, and a jump ball forced by Van Poppel, able to rip that one loose, and Napoleon takes over.
She's thinking she had a lane to the basket, but just ran right into Van Poppel, and she got Van Stoppeled.
Yeah, just stifled right there, and that possession comes to an end as Napoleon, first possession of the game for them. Van Poppel has it on the right, back around the perimeter near side for Claire Beer, looking for the entry pass and the cut. Doesn't develop there. Swings it through to the top of the key for Van Poppel. Stopped on the baseline. Kicks back up top for Claire Beer. Going to reset here. On the right for Van Poppel. Screen faked on the right. Goes back around the perimeter to the near side for Claire Beer. Looking inside on the low block. Swings to the opposite block. Going to be tipped out of bounds. And last touch by Berkeypile. Couldn't handle the pass.
They were able to just kind of, I think it was Brock, just able to get in there and disrupt it just enough so it couldn't hit its mark. Still out the fingertips of Napoleon, and now a turnover.
The It'll be an early substitution. Ashlyn Underhill in for Devin Lowe as Napoleon bringing a half-court press. It's beaten by Springport. Cutting right to the basket. Bounce pass down low. Shot off the glass. Didn't get the friendly bounce by Underhill. Offensive rebound put back. That one's also off by Brock. But the third time's the charm by Shoemaker.
Persistence pays off. If they're going to allow you to get the offensive board, you put it right back up. Keep trying until it goes in.
We're 90 seconds into quarter number one. 2-0. Springport leads over Napoleon. Now on the near side for Hannah Hamlin. Drives on the baseline. Shot blocked away by Shoemaker. Offensive rebound put back. Blocked again, this time by Ciara Brock.
Able to get that paw up there to knock that one down. She's got some height.
Great defense from Springport there. But the twin blocks now with Sydney Humphrey at the top of the key. Gets the handoff for Shoemaker around the screen and loses it. Goes right into the defender, Naylor. And then a whistle's going to be called. It's going to be against Springport.
I think they're going to call that on Morgan Shoemaker, who just kind of tied up the feet as they're getting ready to start a fast break.
So that's her first personal first team foul. The point in the other direction, trailing 2-0, past the 2-minute mark in this first quarter of our district quarterfinal. The point on the far side with El Naylor back outside for Van Poppel. On the left elbow, swings it, trying to get it down low. Going to be tipped away, stolen by Ashlyn Underhill, and then a foul committed to the backcourt by Zoe Berkeypot.
Already seeing some frustration on the Napoleon faces. Springport doing a really good job of disrupting these passing lanes and really preventing Napoleon from doing what they want to do.
A couple first turnovers, couple blocks, and Springport's defense playing very well out of the gates as the inbound is going to be tipped out by Napoleon. It'll stay with Springport. Now inbounding on the near sideline, virtually in the corner, as the pass is once again being poked out of bounds. We're going to say last touch by Gray this time, so Napoleon forces the turnover.
Yeah, it looked like number three, Claire Beer, was able to kind of get her arms in there. A little bit intertwined, but no foul called there, just enough to disrupt the pass.
Napoleon there with the turnover on their full-court press defense. Throw is errant for Napoleon on their inbound. Goes into the backcourt, collected by Grace Nykamp, getting her first action.
Looked like she hesitated a little bit, was afraid of an over and back. Didn't apply there.
Yep, since it was simply an inbound, three ball straight away. That one's wide left for Hamlin. Rebound fought for is going to be a foul. A couple players running into each other. Looks like it's going to be the second on Shoemaker.
Yeah, a little pileup down there in the low part of the key.
Check, that's actually going to be Grace Nykamp, her first off the bench for the Lady Pirates. Still 2-0. Springport over to point. Springport with the possession. Gray over the mid-court, top of the key, now guarded out there by Naylor. Dribbles to the right, gets the handoff for Humphrey. Sizes up to three, that's wide right, but the long rebound down to Gray. Dishes it down low on the low block, and a bump and a foul. Ashlyn Underhill will go to the line for our first free throw.
She went right up into the defender, an easy draw of the foul. If your feet aren't set, they're going to call that every time.
It's going to be on L. Van Poppel, her first team's third, with Ashlyn Underhill. Her first free throw brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. It's too strong and a miss. One more try, in and out. Doesn't get the friendly bounce, and then we got a foul on the rebound. Looks like it's coming against Ciara Brock, her first.
Yeah, I guess I really don't care how tall your vertical jump is. Coming off of a free throw, that ball should never hit the floor.
Yeah.
It should never hit the floor, and it did that time, and you had a little scrum for it.
Tonight's coverage brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Air Equip Credit Union, and Tom Coffey's Soft Water. The district quarterfinals, 2-0, Springport. Napoleon looking for their first bucket, and it's not going to come that time as Nykamp travels on the step through.
Now, right before that, Nykamp set one heck of a pick, too. Pick with authority.
Springport on the inbound as Napoleon going to back off a little bit to more of a half-court press. Ray gets it over the mid-court. Now screen coming on the right from Underhill. Lofts it over for Humphrey, driving through the lane, floater, and she draws another foul and another trip to the line for the Lady Spartans.
So what we're seeing is right now is the defense needs to be a little bit stickier on both sides. They're losing track of the person they're supposed to be covering, and then they have to play catch-up when that pass gets there, and that's when the fouls come in. So a little stickier defense on both sides, you'll be able to knock those fouls down.
More Aspen one-hour free throws for Springport. They missed the first two, and now the first three as Mill Van Poppel misses here. Got a couple substitutions. It's going to be Abigail Jennings coming in for an appoint, as well as Hannah Hamlin. I beg your pardon. It was actually Sydney Humphrey at the line for two free throws, and she ends up missing both. But an offensive rebound keeps the possession alive. Shoemaker now with three ball. That one's left short. Offensive rebound put back also off. Rebound fought for, and shot goes up. It's going to be another miss. Now diving on the floor with it. Springport saving it. Have a chance at a fourth try here. Floater on the baseline. That one's off by Gray. And the rebound pulled down by Napoleon.
A lot of second chances there for that Springport team. Napoleon needs to put a body on him and box him out.
Now down low for Claire Beer on the backcourt. Wide open chance. She missed the layup, and we got a foul on the rebound. It's going to be against Elle Van Poppel. Looks like her second for Napoleon.
Springport needs to do a better job at the line. They've already left. I mean, this is early in the game. They've already left 4 points on the board. So they need to do a better line off the board. I mean, they need to do a better job at the line.
And speaking of free throws, Springport getting more Aspen one-hour free throws here as that foul on the rebound by Van Poppel that put Springport in the bonus. So Morgan Shoemaker at the line for two as she misses the first free throw. Five shots and five misses at the line for Springport. One more try. And she made it. That coverage also brought to you by Lambert Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, and the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. It's 3-0. Springport over Napoleon. Just 3:40 left in the first quarter. Napoleon around the perimeter on the far side, trapped on the baseline. Kicks it back outside for Jennings. Now for Beer. Resets near half court. Swings it to the near side, and then one more for Hamlin. Pass back up top for Jennings. Now far side, Caitlin Ault. Picks up the dribble, looking for the pass in. It's going to be picked up by Beer, nearly stolen away by Gray. And then she'll reset near half court once more for the Lady Pirates. Swing near side, poked out of bounds by Gray. It'll stay with Napoleon inbounding on the near sideline.
Watch their offense. They're running a pretty simple offense. So the ball comes our way. The person that's standing at the top of the key just does a backdoor cuts to the basket. And it feels like Springport has adjusted to that already.
Now for Napoleon on the inbound, kicks it to the far corner. Going to be trapped back outside, and Beer loses the dribble. It's going to be stolen away by Devin Lowe. Dribbles all the way to the rim. Euro step, and she draws the foul. More Springport free throws. They're going to get the offensive foul.
They called the travel. I think it was a travel.
Ah, yeah, near side official. Looks like called the travel before the baseline official got to the foul call, so that is going to be a turnover. Napoleon going the other direction. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. 2:50 left in the first. It's 3-0 Springport. Back in a moment on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We'd like to thank our playoff presenting sponsors for making tonight's coverage possible, as well as the rest of the district and regional tournament this week. East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Wilmar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools.
Springport keeps showing a man, then they go into zone, and they keep going back and forth to a man. They're making life difficult for Napoleon tonight.
A little bit of a hybrid as we got a backcourt violation. Napoleon struggling right there. Jennings can't control it before it went backcourt. Out of the timeout, it's 3-0 still for Springport over Napoleon. 2:23 left in the first.
The Springport, they keep having second, third, fourth, fifth chances. They start making some of these fall. This could be a runaway.
And with how many free throws they've gotten as well. Shoemaker gets it off the screen. Going to shuffle it back outside. Now for three. Lacey Root. It's going to be an air ball out of bounds.
She had the open look. She had the open look. When they give you a three wide, heck, I would even shoot it. I mean, it's you got to take it when they give it to you wide open like that.
So Napoleon still searching for the scoreboard here. Naylor next to the far side corner for Alt. Now back up top for Jennings. Head fakes, layup stopped on the near side. Doesn't end up taking it. And then the pass stolen away by Gray.
Sticky defense.
Ooh, and a lapse in judgment right there. Root swinging it over to Shoemaker as they were coming across the midcourt. And that's going to be a backcourt violation. Shoemaker wasn't quite over the line when she passed it over there. Yeah,
we had a couple close calls with that last week, but she hadn't established position across the line. She caught that ball in the air and hadn't established position yet.
So Napoleon once again the other direction. Alt now up top for Hamlin. Pass to the near side on the ground for Naylor. Free throw line for Jennings on the far side. Three ball, Berkey pile. That's off the heel. Rebound for Pace. Quick outlet for Gray the other way, and going to be a foul before the shot. It's going to land her to the line anyways with the bonus, but it's going to come against El Naylor.
She had a little bit of distance between her and the ball player, and it looked like it was a fair amount of ball on that one.
Maddie Gray at the line for two Aspen 1 hour heated air conditioning free throws, and she misses the first one. Struggle for either of these teams to get one through the net.
Well, I mean, if you're denying the easy shots, if you've got the fouls to give, which they might be a commodity coming up during the fourth quarter at this point, but if you got them to give, if they're not making them at the line, it's a win.
Next free throw bounces. It touches virtually every part of the rim and then finally falls.
Maybe the seal is broken now.
See if that'll get them going. 4-0. Springport over Napoleon. Just over a minute left in the first. We got a steal for Shoemaker and then a bad pass on the fast break trying to find Illimani Pace. And overpassed. It's out of bounds and another turnover.
Didn't anticipate the correct pace on that one.
63 seconds left in quarter number one of our girls' district quarterfinals. Napoleon, nice ball movement, layup underneath the basket, in for Hannah Hamlin, and Napoleon finally on the board.
Instead of doing a backdoor, they did an over-the-top cut that time and got him open.
Now for Springport the other way. Gray off a couple of screens, dishes to the far side corner for Root. Now back to the free throw line, extended for Shoemaker. Up to the top of the key for Humphrey. 36 seconds left in the quarter. Down low, able to get herself free. Shoemaker lays it up, but is fouled, and she'll get two free throws.
Good heads-up play there. The ball must have come off somebody's foot, so she picked up the loose handle on it, saw that she had a lane, and just went right for it.
Fouls on Emma Berry, her first team's, obviously, in the bonus. Springport, first free throw in for Shoemaker. Free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 hour. One more try. It's left short, and it's going to be corralled by Napoleon.
You got 30 seconds left. No need to hurry. Set up, run your offense.
5-2. Now a pass down low for a wide open Claire Beer. She missed it, gets her own rebound, and there's going to be a foul as she was kicking that ball back out to the perimeter.
They've solved that problem. They figured out. They've adjusted. They figured out how to get that backdoor cut open last couple times down the court.
So Napoleon will inbound on the left side of the basket. 18 seconds left in the quarter, trailing Springport by three. Beer on the inbound. Bounce pass to the near side corner for Berry. Now outside for Beer. Holds it near half court as the point tries to get a quality look here. Final 8 seconds. Dish near side for Berry. And then steps on the line as that one a little bit of a tip on the pass by Humphrey. And as a result, Berry lost track of her footing.
Well, gave up position for possession. Just you can't give it up that far out.
And speaking of giving up, a bad inbounds by Lowe, a miscommunication. Her teammates, she just threw it out of bounds on the far sideline. So Napoleon gets the ball right back.
One zigged, the other zagged. Back-to-back turnovers.
5 seconds left. Gets it in the backcourt. Beer dribbles right to the basket and going to be a foul out on the perimeter before she is able to lay that up and in. It's going to be against Ashton Underhill. So 1.7 seconds.
Calling a pretty tight game here early on.
Inbound near half court. And Berry, three-pointer. That one's off. Might have been blocked. That brings us to the end of the first quarter with a score of 5-2, Springport over Napoleon. Second quarter coming your way next. This is girls district quarterfinal basketball on 95.9 The Power Count.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
3-point lead for Springport. Start of the second quarter for our girls district quarterfinals between Springport and Napoleon. And a bounce pass down low for Illimani Pace getting her first bucket. Makes it 7-2 for Springport.
Found the lane to the hoop, got the dish, got the bucket.
Point trying to get their offense going. Beer has it down low, follow-away shot left short, and the rebound's going to be tipped out of bounds by Napoleon. It'll be Springport going the other way.
Yeah, she put that one up amongst three blue jerseys. Tough shot from the get-go.
Inbound on the baseline. Napoleon bringing back their full-court press as the inbound's going to be poked out of bounds by L. Naylor.
Well, you got to do something. You got to do something to disrupt that Springport offense. You got to be able to get that stop and force some turnovers.
Yeah, Napoleon hasn't been, they've been pretty decent on the full-court press. They haven't been able to get the buckets to really force the full-court press consistently. As Shoemaker beats it, gets it into the front court. Bounce pass over to Gray. Going to be a jump stop in the lane and too many steps to travel.
Yep, she went up and came down with it. She was looking to pass, and that lane was stuffed. Sometimes you can't avoid it.
5-point Springport lead, about 50 seconds into the second quarter. Now we have a carry call. Those are pretty rare.
Beer, wow. Yeah,
with a carry and a turnover for Napoleon. And here's the full court press again for the Lady Pirates. Inbound for Shoemaker. Dribbles to the near sideline, cut off by Beer. And able to get it the rest of the way over the midcourt with a screen by Gray. To the top of the key, hesitates, looking for the handoff. Took a bit of a bump there. Now it gets it to Gray. One more handoff for Underhill. Drives through the lane. Devon Lowe is going to be fouled. And Springport, another trip to the line.
Wow, Napoleon's going to have to tighten this up a little bit because they are giving way too many fouls right now.
It's L. Van Poppel's third personal foul as well here in the first half.
Wow. I mean, very early in the second quarter to have three for one of your starters, that's kind of a big deal.
Devin Lowe at the line for two. Aspen, 1 hour. Did he get air conditioning free throws? It's a miss. Nice coverage also brought to you by Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, and Phelps Towing, as well as Alro Metals and Plastics, Farm Bureau, Jenkins Insurance Agency, and the Brokerage House. Another free throw miss for Lowe. Comes up empty again. 7-2, Springport over Napoleon. Now a dish on the far side. Layup, that one's too strong. And rebound comes down to Illimani Pace.
If Springport pulls this one off, tomorrow's practice is free throws.
This second quarter, as I mentioned, brought to you by Big B Coffee, 405 South Cooper Street in Jackson. Big B makes everything better. Springport moving the ball around the perimeter about 2 minutes into this Big B Coffee second quarter.
And Carmel Marvel's pretty good there, Big B.
I've got a lot of good drinks. I love the cold brew myself.
The what?
The cold brew.
Oh, all right.
Their cold foam is amazing. We've got a double dribble now by Devin Lowe in a Springport turnover.
A lot of turnovers on Jim Dutton's court with this game.
Pulling up the floor now with Claire Beer near side for Naylor, and then kicks it one more time for Nykamp. Swings it back around the other way. Now tries one more on the near side with Nykamp having it on the left wing. Back up top, now trying to get it once more on the right. Naylor on the baseline for Nykamp takes the mid-range jumper. It's short.
I think that might have been disrupted from launch.
Tough one there. They wait for Shoemaker, has it out there, guarded by Beer. Dribble round, kicks on the far side, near intercepted. Gray has it. Far side for Nykamp, back outside. Brock fires the three, too strong off glass. The point in the other direction, approaching the 3 minute mark of this Big B Coffee second quarter. Dish down low, gets it to Beer. Back outside, pass poked out of bounds by Shoemaker. It'll stay with Napoleon.
Beer did a really good job getting the handle on that one because she was post up right there by that rectangle. The pass got a little misdirected, and she gave up position for possession. A lot of people at this level don't do that. That was heads-up play.
Beer inbounds on the left side of the baseline for Napoleon. Pass too high through the fingertips and stolen away by Hattie Gray. Springport takes over. Screen on the right by Brock, looking for the roll. Brock gets it. Tough shot through lane, and she gets it.
Way to drive to the lane, attract the defense, dish off to Brock for the dish.
Weston, 5 minutes left in the first half. Now on the right for Alts, one more for Naylor. Back to the free throw line for Beer, poked away, and they're going to call a foul on Illimani Pace. Her second, team's first. 7 point Springport lead here in the Big B Coffee second quarter. Beer inbounds at the free throw line now for Naylor. Gets it right back outside, head fake. Nykamp doesn't pull it, drives through the lane. Ball pinballs around, going to say a kick ball by Brock. It'll stay with the Lady Pirates.
Say, it looked like a soccer match there for a second.
Yeah, it was kicked around twice and
yeah,
popped away.
Had to call it on somebody.
Not enough for a yellow card, Pat, though.
Oh, yeah.
The point inbounds, far baseline. That's going to be a mid-range jumper, 8 feet out. Bounces all around but doesn't drop. Nykamp, and now a battle for the possession on the ground. It's going to be dished out. Springport able to come away with it. Low outlet, and it's a bad pass intercepted by Beer. Goes the other direction, and a reach-in foul from behind on Sydney Humphrey, her first.
Well, there needs to be more of a desire to go after the loose ball. They're just the ball hits the ground, it kind of bounces around a little bit. There needs to be a more of a desire, a little more grit to get some of those loose balls.
4 minutes left in the first half. Floater in the lane for Napoleon. The shot is off by Claire Beer. Springport up the floor with Morgan Shoemaker. Leads all scorers with four. Kicks on the far side for Root. Now at the free throw line for Brock. Takes the mid-range jumper. That one's off. Rebound down to the Spartans. And now put back no. Rebound down to Naylor.
Good, strong pull down from Naylor on that one.
Securing another stop on the near side for Nykamp. Swinging around the perimeter, far side for Naylor. Down low, shot, that's off. Good defense by Brock, playing vertically.
Kept her feet down, kept her arms straight up, and enough to disrupt that shot.
Springport possession, leading by 7. With 3 minutes left in this Big B Coffee second quarter. Driving through, and there's going to be a foul committed by Hayden Rendell, her first. Make it Caitlin Alt, her first. Two team fouls for either team. Novan Poppel back in for Napoleon as Springport inbounds on the right side of the basket with Shoemaker. Near side, takes a long two, toes were on the line, shot is left short by Root. Gets her own rebound, tracked out to the near side corner. Bobs it down low for Brock, up and under, layup off the glass, too strong. Rebound is going to be pulled down again by Lowe. Back outside, three ball, Shoemaker, wide right. Brock, another offensive rebound, goes back up with it, shot, and draws a foul.
What a good save, even though it didn't fall, there was a good series there for Brock, which he posted up. Made some moves, able to get the Napoleon defender off their feet and got a lane to the basket. And that time, getting up, grabbing the board, she was out of position and just muscled her way up to where she can make a shot.
First free throw this time, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour, drops. Brock now has 3.
And she caps it off by making a free throw.
Get to the line. Got to make them, and she does make both this time. Now a 9-point Springport lead.
I'm sure the coach made his decision before that because she comes down, takes a seat, but you got a hot player out there. Boy, I hate to bring a hot player out and give him time to cool off.
A point possession, near side for Beer on the entry pass for Alt. Can't finish at the rim. Springport the other way. Low on that rebound. Here comes Hattie Gray. Screen coming on the near side for Shoemaker and another one for Pace. Dribbles to the near side corner, and then she's going to step on the line and out of bounds.
Yeah. Not sure if that was a step or if the ball hit the line, but something over there found Jim Dutton's line on his court.
And it turned over.
Yes.
2 minutes left in this Big B Coffee second quarter. Driving through, layup, that one's left short. Rebound brought down by Devin Lowe. He'll be guarded one-on-one by Beers. The Lady Pirates try to bring a half-court press after that rebound. Now cutting all the way to the rim, Shoemaker picks it up on the block. Double teamed from the zone. Kicks it up top, wide open, Gray, 3, wide right. Rebound's going to be poked out to Naylor.
She had a shot when she was driving underneath, but picked up the ball, and the defense collapsed on her.
Layup off the glass, too strong, forced up by Alt, and a rebound by Lowe. Tonight's coverage brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1 Hour, and IST for playoff coverage of the girls' district quarterfinals. Springport down low, Shoemaker back outside, Pace fires the 3, makes the 3.
You know, it's a game of numbers. Yeah, the more chances you get, eventually they're going to start falling. And once that happens, it's a game of streaks.
And a turnover on the other end, ripped away by Gray. Springport pushing the pace. Now on the near side, Chase wide open 3, couldn't get back-to-back, but a long rebound out to Underhill, and another try for Springport, 50 seconds left in the first half. Spring coming on the near side. She takes it, and she's going to be tripped by Naylor, landing her.
That's got to be up there
floor.
For Naylor, too, I would think. No, only 2. Feels yeah. Like it's more than that.
Yeah, a lot of Napoleon fouls in this first half. Several substitutions for Springport. As they'll inbound on the near sideline with Devin Lowe. 44 seconds left in the second quarter. Bounce pass in for Springport. Now a floater right back for Lowe. Gets her first bucket.
Nice lane to the basket. Able to get that ball in a nice dish. Kind of like a little handoff dish. And able to get to the hoop for the score.
Weston, 30 seconds remaining in this first half. Napoleon trying to finish the half strong. Been rough for them. Near side for Naylor. Poked away, goes right back to Alt near half court. Now she drives through and going to have the foul committed by the Lady Spartans on that drive by Illimani Pace, her third.
And Springport just making Napoleon's life difficult, so difficult on offense.
Shut down defense here. Lacey Root in for Pace.
Well, he keeps showing different looks. They just aren't letting them do what they want to do.
Inbound on the low block, immediately turns and scores. It's Nykamp off the bench.
Well, that's a good lesson there. You got the inbound pass, kept it up high, turned around and shot.
Court down the court for Springport. Layup off by Humphrey at the halftime buzzer. And that will conclude one half of play. Tonight's playoff coverage brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters, JPS, Wilmar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. It's 16-4, Springport over Napoleon. We're going to take a three-minute timeout. When we come back, myself and the Mark W. Daly will break down what we saw in this first half of play. This is Girls District Quarterfinal Basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes with Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Game one of two this evening for the girls' district quarterfinals at Napoleon High School. We are at halftime. Springport leads Napoleon 16-4. As we break down this first half, as Springport, honestly, this should be like probably at least a 20-point lead, but Springport struggling with the free throws while Napoleon really struggling with turnovers and finishing shots.
Well, both teams are struggling with turnovers. Both teams are struggling with finishing shots. If you nailed it right there. We would have an outright blowout right now if Springport could just nail some three-pointers. Now, on Napoleon's side, it's not for lack of effort. They're running their offense. They're trying hard. They're getting, you know, somewhat decent looks at the hoop. They've got this backdoor thing that sometimes working and sometimes that's not working. They're doing the front door thing. I feel like, you know, eventually they'll be able to solve that puzzle and start getting some of those easy baskets down low.
Yeah, and one thing I will give Napoleon credit for is they've had some patience offensively. They're not really forcing shots, but, you know, when they try to get some of these open opportunities, the shots just haven't been falling. But Springport, they've been able to strike and they've been able to tip away some of these passes.
Now, what I would like to see Napoleon do in the second half, I'd like to see them come out and run a zone defense. Get away from that man, run a zone defense. Because all of Springport's, with the exception of three of them, all of Springport's points have come down low. They've come off of garbage balls, off of second, third, fourth opportunities, right? I would make them, they're not a great perimeter shooting team. I would shut down everything down low. I would make them shoot the long ball and just crash the boards. Don't worry about a fast break. Get possession, crash the boards, take away everything down low.
Yeah, and I'll say with Napoleon, too, they've had some pretty decent success when they're able to set up in the full court press.
Yes.
The unfortunate part is you can't really set up in the full court press if you're not scoring. So if Napoleon, they can string together a couple possessions with some buckets, they can set up in their full court press. They've been able to force a couple turnovers with that. They can easily shift this in their favor. It's been pretty bad for them in the first half, but it's not like they're out of this.
No. I mean, points are a hot commodity so far. They really are. But it's not that far in the grand scheme of things. You turn it around, you get a few buckets, and all of a sudden you're within six. I mean, that's a couple possessions different. So it's not outside of the realm of possibility. You got to get some rebounds. You got to stop Springport from getting those third, fourth, fifth chances. And that's what's happening. They're putting up four or five shots there down low.
Once again, our halftime score is 16-4. Springport over Napoleon for our girls' district quarterfinals. First game this evening. That'll do it for our halftime report. We're going to take another 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have the second half for you right here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Hey folks, it's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that thousands of people around Jackson are driving cars they can't afford, rolling around town under hundreds of dollars a month in purchase or lease payments on more car than they really need. In this day and age, that kind of extra debt is keeping the average family from getting where they want to be in life. The good news is, used vehicle values are at an all-time high. If you haven't checked out what your car's worth lately, see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Chances are Jim Winter can get you out of your payments, whether you own or lease it. And right now, you can probably find one of those cash vehicles I'm always telling you about on the Jim Winter pre-owned lot. Come in to Jim Winter Auto Group today for a free, no-obligation buyout quote on your car and tell them Dave sent you. Online at JimWinterAuto.com.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
It is time for the second half of play, the first of two games this evening for our girls district quarterfinals from DuPont High School. Springport leads 16-4 over DuPont. Connor Dockery alongside the Mark W. Daly. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Monday evening of girls high school hoops. We got Napoleon, first possession, going from left to right on your radio dial in this third quarter. Floater in the lane is off, and Naylor gets fouled. She'll go to the line for two.
Maybe it's something with this side of Jim Dutton's court.
Yeah.
That, you know, is
this
causing fouls.
Yeah, this is the first time we've seen Napoleon at the line tonight for some Aspen one-hour free throws. Naylor does miss the first one.
Again, it's got to be something with the center court.
Second free throw is in for Naylor. That brings Napoleon within 11. Springport the other way with Shoemaker in the front court, guarded closely by Claire Beer. Rolled on the far side now for Sydney Humphrey on the bounce pass. Lobs it down low. Pass is poked out of bounds by Nykamp. Ooh, going to say it was last touch by Lowe, and Napoleon forcing a turnover.
Well, they didn't go to the review camera for that one.
I'm sure that Springport would have loved to challenge that call if that was a thing here in high school, but technology not quite there yet. Napoleon back the other way trying to start this third quarter strong. On the near side for Naylor, back around the perimeter on the left side for Berkey Pyle, stopped on the left wing. Back outside for Claire Beer. She'll dribble it near the logo at midcourt. Dribbles off to the right. Going to be a quick foul by Sydney Humphrey, her second, team second.
It didn't really need to reach in right there. She was still just kind of dribbling at the top, waiting for the play to reset.
That was actually her third personal foul. She'll be replaced by Ashlyn Underhill for Springport. Napoleon once again, Claire Beer on the right, and another carry call.
Seeing a lot of those tonight.
And officials with a watchful eye on that in this one.
Carries, travels, a lot of play right on the line.
Here comes some full court pressure from Napoleon. It is beaten with a pass up ahead to Underhill, and she lays it up and in on the wide open lane that developed.
She was almost like it was a fast break over by the Jim Dutton logo on the far side. Just found a lane right to the hoop. They found her straight to it for money.
13-point Springport lead. Napoleon ball 90 seconds into this third quarter. Naylor on the right, swinging around the perimeter for Berkey Pyle on the left. Cut off on the baseline. Kicks back outside as it's going to be poked out of bounds by Hattie Gray. It'll stay right here with the Lady Pirates. with Naylor inbounding on the far sideline. Near half court for Beer. Back for Naylor on the far side. Swings it back around the perimeter. Napoleon still patient with their possessions. Just got to get a quality shot here. 2 minutes into this third quarter.
Yeah, being really smart with the ball on their passes.
Now up to the near side, gets a wide open jumper on the mid-range. It's wide left for Naylor. A rebound down for Underhill. Outlet pass, 2-on-0, just like that, as Lowe not able to finish. She was a little bit deep beneath the basket, and it's going to be out of bounds. Springport not able to score on that fast break.
Yeah, but they're looking, that's like, well, two fast break-ish type where they've had type plays where they've had like a direct line right to the hoop. Connected with the last one, didn't connect with that one.
The point points pretty good defense here in this third quarter. They just got to find the bottom of the bucket. 5:35 left in the third. Layup, that one's off. Might have been some contact, but Alt could not finish. Springport the other way with Morgan Shoemaker right to the basket on the low block. That one's off. Great return defense by L. Van Poppel to force that miss, and we got a foul on the rebound. It's going to be the second on Shoemaker.
Okay.
Tonight's coverage brought to you by Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Seal Coating, and Dan the Man Insurance, etc., as well as Wilby Transit Mix, Kelly Express Mart, and one of my favorites, Form Energy Drink.
Oh, I haven't tried Form yet.
I probably should have picked up a Form earlier today. I love that stuff, especially Grape Smash.
Ooh,
my favorite flavor. The point with the possession again. Berkey Pyle on the near side takes a dribble, kicks it back to Claire Beer. Now near side for Grace Nykamp. Has 2 points off the bench. Now more movement around the perimeter. At the free throw line, Beer stops, pops, and it's going to be short. Offensive rebound, however, comes down to the Lady Pirates, and we have a foul sending Caitlin Alt to the line for two.
That was a good look for Beer. I know she missed it, but it was a good look for Beer as she's driving to the hoop, stops right about the free throw line, head fake is the defender off the ground, and then is able to have a wide open shot.
Caitlin Alt. First of two Aspen one-hour free throws is going to be wide right. We've got a substitution, Zoe Berkey Pyle back in for Van Poppel. One more Napoleon free throw. Got the second one at least. Brings Napoleon within 12. Less than 5 minutes to play in quarter number three. Henny Gray has it in the front court, near half court now, dribbling, guarded by Naylor. Now a couple passes poked away at the free throw line, and ooh, nearly ripped away by Nykamp, but it's held by Springport. Lowe looking for Brock down low. It's going to be poked away, and beneath the basket, Underhill's trapped and a jump ball forced by Naylor. It's going to stay with Springport.
So Brock posting up, and she's got size advantage. Anybody who's dressed up to play this game right now, she has a height advantage over them.
She gets the inbound pass, turns, shoots, can't finish. Low offensive rebound, put back, no, but a foul as Devin Lowe to the line for two.
So Brock, when she was posting up, she had her arm up high. It was just a quick little easy lob over to Brock with her arm up high. They threw it to her feet. You got it. You got to get that ball to where the big man's asking for it.
So Devin Lowe with 2 points so far in this one. She's at the line for two Aspen one-hour free throws. First one is going to be up and in. I'd like to thank some of our playoff presenting sponsors for coverage tonight of the girls' district quarterfinals. From the point, East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning, and industrial steel treating. Second free throw in for Lowe. She makes both. And we're going to get a timeout. 4:16 left in the third quarter. Springport leads 20-6. Back in 30 seconds on 95.9, the Power Cow.
Introducing the perfect blend of refreshment and flavor. Say hello to Neutral Vodka Seltzer, where real vodka meets real fruit juices for an irresistibly delicious taste experience. Crafted with care to keep it tasty and easy to drink, Neutral Vodka Seltzer is the ideal choice for any occasion. Whether you're relaxing at home or out with friends, enjoy the crisp, clean taste that'll leave you refreshed and satisfied. Neutral Vodka Seltzer. Real vodka, real fruit juices, real flavor. Neutral Vodka Seltzer. Taste the difference. Please drink responsibly.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Playoff coverage here in 2026 for high school basketball. Brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Wilmar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. 14-point Springport lead out of the timeout. And we're going to have an object on the floor from the Napoleon student section. Oh, those boys.
I didn't see what was on the court.
I don't know.
The young man scoot off the court.
While the live ball was in action.
Yeah.
So they'll redo that inbound. Napoleon with the possession. They're playing much better defense in this third quarter, but they just need to get these shots to fall. They've got some good opportunities. Alt through the lane, floater. That there. One's up and in at the free throw line.
Good look, good shot, nice off touch.
She's got three off the bench for the Lady Pirates. That brings Napoleon within 12 again. Gray has it off the screen, cuts right to the rim, layup. That one left short. Another beautiful opportunity. Beer the other way. Cut it to single digits if they get a three-pointer right here. Zoe Berkey pile on the near side. Pass fake, and it's going to be poked out of bounds by Hattie Gray. It'll stay with Napoleon.
I'd almost like to see Napoleon pick up the pace. Keeping it slow and patient hasn't had the effect that you want. I maybe like to see him try to do a little bit more run and gun. Try to just to change it up, see if they can break that seal.
Yeah, try to get some of these open opportunities as it's going to be stolen away by Springport, but then stolen right back. Bad pass. We've got a layup on the other end. Laid it up and in for Nykamp.
See, a little speed keeping him off center has worked for him. Now they've got that full court press.
Yeah, we'll see if they can force a turnover. Ooh, missed a carry right there. They do call it late. A little bit of a travel there by Brock. So it's a forced turnover.
Yeah, you got...
Forced turnover at the full court press.
You got Springport kind of feeling a little uncomfortable right now. Yeah, the person is normally not the ball handler handling it, and that's what caused the turnover.
Napoleon bounce pass on the low block. Turnaround shot too strong for Nykamp. Ball loose. Napoleon saves it. They'll have another opportunity here. Starting to play with some momentum, cutting it to within 10 here. Now on the near side for Nykamp. Back up top, stripped away, and going to be last touch out of bounds by Alton. That's going to be a forced turnover by Hattie Gray.
So she got the ball, and she's like set it right out in front of her. A defense is going to swat that any time. You got to get that ball, put it down over your hip in that triple threat position.
Full court press beaten on the far side with a pass to Underhill, who goes straight to the basket and draws the foul by Alt, which will land Springport right back to the free throw line. Could be the second one on Alt. Fourth team foul. Make it second team foul as we've got Ashlyn Underhill at the line for two free throws, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, first of which is a miss.
It took a high bounce off that heel. That was.
And that's the thing, too. Not a lot of friendly bounces tonight. Wow. We've had a couple that kind of hang around but don't drop.
They want to go in. They're just not.
They're knocking on the door. Second one, that just, same thing. Rolls all around the rim but misses. And then on the rebound, Grace Nykamp, her toe was on the line. So Springport has another try here despite the two missed free throws.
Now, she didn't have much space there either. She was surrounded by blue jerseys.
Now lobbing it into the low block for Ciara Brock. Now with the free throw line for Shoemaker. Back around the perimeter. Bad pass as Lowe couldn't handle it. It's out of bounds.
Right out the fingertips, but right into the stands. Any other sport, that person would be walking away with a souvenir.
Inbound to Claire Beer, who walks the ball up the floor. Guarded by Underhill, now at the free throw line. Pass fake left, goes to the near side, and intercepted by Shoemaker.
Yeah, she went where the play told her to go.
Down low for Gray on the fast break, and she lays it up and in.
Another fast break. They're looking for the open cutter, and they're finding him right now.
None too easy like that one. 22-10. Springport over Napoleon. Less than 2 minutes to play in the third quarter of our first district quarterfinal tonight. We've got another steal. Gray, coast-to-coast, layup in. No, but she does dodge a foul. Goes back to the line for two free throws.
Didn't take the angle to the hoop. She kind of threw that one up a little too late. We're seeing that a little bit here tonight. Not great awareness of where the basketball hoop is, but still throwing up the shot, able to get the foul.
We're going to get a timeout on the floor. 1:43 left in quarter three. 22-10, Springport over Napoleon. Back in 60 seconds, you've got girls district basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
12-point Springport Lady Spartan lead with Hattie Gray at the line for two Aspen 1-hour free throws. Less than 2 minutes to go in quarter number three.
It's set up like they're playing defense, not realizing it was a free throw.
Yeah, it's not often you get three free throw timeouts like that as Gray misses the first one. Gets it once more, one more try. Wide right comes up empty, but an offensive rebound for Shoemaker. Double teamed immediately. Tries to find a teammate, gets it out to the perimeter. Step back, three ball off the heel for Underhill. Another offensive rebound try, but it comes down to Beer.
Able to finally pull down that ball after giving Springport like three, four different tries there.
Beer lines up the three off the screen. That's off. Rebound for Shoemaker and an outlet to Gray, who's all alone in the fast break. Misses the layup with the late recovery by Alt. And then the rebound, last touch out of bounds by Springport, I believe. No, it'll be Springport ball, so last touch by Napoleon.
She was like the only one out there looking for the fast break lane.
I'll say, too, with Napoleon defensively as well, it seems like they've cleaned up mostly the offensive rebound chances for Springfield.
For the most part.
Bobby gets down low for Brock, but over her head, it's going to go to Shoemaker instead. Layup off the mark, and then it's going to be saved by Napoleon on the rebound.
A little scrappier on defense coming out of the half.
It's another stop there. Final 55 seconds of quarter three. Point near side for Naylor. On the baseline for Emma Berry. Back around to the perimeter. Far side for Berkey Pyle. Lobs it up top, Nykamp, and then near half court for Alt. And we're going to get a whistle here. Looks like Berkey Pyle took a shot off ball, maybe a foul. To be replaced.
They didn't call a foul, did they?
I did not see a foul, no. So yeah, not sure what else would have caused that stoppage. But a loss, we do resume. 40 seconds left in this quarter. Jennings stopped at the free throw line, back outside. Driving through, had it poked away, and a foul is going to be called. And this should land Napoleon to the line in the bonus. It's going to be the fourth personal foul on Illimani Pace. Well, they were at the line for the first of two Aspen 1 hour free throws and misses the first one.
Now they're going to bring Pace out.
Kiriana Lay in. Second free throw, that's another miss. Rebound to Brock, looked for the outlet, didn't get it, so she'll instead get it to Shoemaker to bring the ball over the midcourt line. 25 seconds to work with in this third. Springport leads by 12. Brock lines up the three, that's off left, and the rebound will just be left untouched, going out of bounds, and it'll be Napoleon the other way.
You know what? You leave them open. Even your person who's your center, you leave them open in three-point land. Just take it. They're going to take it.
10 seconds left in the third. Napoleon outside with Naylor, near side Alt. To the top of the key, crossover right through the lane. Floater right hand. Couldn't get the friendly bounce off. It's a rebound put back. No by Van Poppel. And that will bring us to the end of the third quarter. Fourth quarter next. Back in 60 seconds, Springport leads Napoleon by 12 in our girls' district quarterfinal matchup this evening here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Way off coverage on 95.9 The Power Cow, brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1 hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and Industrial Steel Treating. Springport leads Napoleon 22-10. Start of the fourth quarter for our girls' district quarterfinals from the Pirate Dome, Jim Dutton's Court, Napoleon High School. Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Daly as Napoleon turns it over on their first possession. Springport the other way. Shoemaker wide open left wing three. It's off glass and out. Rebound down to Nykamp, and here come the Lady Pirates once more.
I think Napoleon has tightened up that defense, allowing for them to shoot those long-range balls.
Beer through the lane, had it bobbled for a moment. Kicks outside, three ball too strong. Offensive rebound, put back on the left. Elbow jumper up and in for Nykamp off the bench with five.
Again, getting those second chances and able to connect.
Now here's that full court press. Lobs on the other side, and it's going to come down to Lowe to beat that press. Down low, beneath the basket. Another foul drawn, and more free throws for Devin Lowe.
I don't know if she got fouled or if she was allowed to just kind of missed a double dribble down there.
Regardless, it's the third personal foul on Grace Nykamp. Devin Lowe at the line. Ball touches every part of the backboard and the rim, but does not drop. These rims have been particularly unkind to free throws this evening.
Those going to have to pay rent if it stayed up there much longer.
And misses both Aspen 1 hour free throws there. Napoleon with the possession again, trailing by 10. Less than 7 minutes left in the fourth. Beer gets it off the screen. Double team coming. And she'll pull it back near side for Naylor. And on the left wing for Hamlin. Back near side for Nykamp. Swinging around the perimeter. Looking to get it on the interior. Back to the far side. Entry pass. Going to be tipped around. Beer has it. Goes into the defender. Layup left short. And the rebound muscled down by Shoemaker.
The cutters to the basket are getting open. They just got to get a good passing lane to get it to them.
Springport ball. 10-point lead about 2 minutes now into the fourth and final quarter. Lobbing it down low for Brock. Tough shot off the glass. That one's off. And then Napoleon will let the ball roll out of bounds. They'll take over.
That was a good, strong power move to the bucket. I know it didn't fall, but I'm seeing some good things from their center down low.
Into the front court, Napoleon. If they can cut this within single digits, anything can happen. Trailing by 10 with less than 6 minutes to play. Claire Beer has it over the logo. Mostly guarded out there. Now swing it over for L. Naylor and back for Beer. Naylor again for Beer. Dribbles to the near side, off the screen to the layup on the right hand and up and in.
They need to move faster. That was good patience. Way to wait for the lane to open up, but you need to move faster.
Springport able to beat the full court press. Three ball in the corner. That one's off by Lowe. Point has a chance to continue to chip into this deficit, now down by 8. Nykamp through the lane and gives it up. Stolen by Shoemaker.
Try to use your left hand.
2-on-2 fast break the other way as we're going to have a foul before the shot. It's going to be called against L. Naylor, her fourth.
Tried to kind of Euro step around her, but just couldn't complete it. We got timeout.
That we do. 5:04 left in the fourth. We're back in 60 seconds as Springport leads Napoleon by 8 in our girls' district semifinals here on the Power Cow.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
22-14. Springport over Napoleon in our girls' district quarterfinals. Following this one, it'll be Hanover Horton and East Jackson. As we'd also like to thank Performance Automotive Northwest Jackson College, Jim Winter Auto Group, as well as King's Equipment, Bigby Coffee, and Hanover Horton Schools for their support in tonight's coverage.
You get to see those Comets in action here, game number 2 tonight.
Yeah, Comets Trojans are matchup for game 2 tonight. The winner of this game right here, Springport Napoleon, will play Lumen Christi on Wednesday. And then the winner of Hanover Horton and East Jackson will play Grass Lake on Wednesday. A couple of phenomenal teams.
Yeah, it's kind of be careful what you wish for scenario.
Now a pass intercepted by Hamlin. One-on-one fast break the other way. Lost it. Able to recollect it. Down low. Beer shot. Left short. Rebound loose. Tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Napoleon. It'll go Springport's way.
You kind of get Napoleon. You get the feeling Napoleon's feeling that sense of urgency right now.
Yeah. They know they need points. They need quick scores.
Yeah.
Down 8, 4:46 left. Springport. Napoleon, as this game has gone on, they've really played a lot better defensively. As we got another interception, another turnover forced on the full court press. Beer to the basket, off the bump, didn't get it. Gets your own offensive rebound, also off. Rebound for Roots, and here comes Springport the other way. Down low for Shoemaker. Far side for Gray. Guarded closely by L. Naylor. Trying to lob it down low for Brock, and it's going to be another steal. Napoleon forcing a ton of turnovers right now. They just need to get these buckets. At the free throw line, lobbing it down low for Beer. Lost it, and they stay out of bounds. turnover for the Lady Pirates.
So I'd like to see, like, off that turnover, boom, everybody needs to go. Everybody. But they slowed the pace. They as soon as they crossed center court, they brought it back, and they set up their offense. They need to move quick. They need to run and gun right now.
This time, Springport does beat the full court press. Gets a mini two-on-one as we got a layup Euro step off by Root. Rebound put back, no, by Lowe, Ryman accidentally, as we've got a rebound touched out of bounds by Napoleon. It'll stay with the Lady Spartans. Caitlin Ault back in for Hannah Hamlin for Napoleon.
These Jackson team antsy, ready to take the court.
Inbound on the near side for Lowe. Back out to the perimeter. Three ball off the mark by Root. Rebound down to Nykamp. Napoleon needs a bucket right here.
Three and a half quick
left.
Bucket.
Yes.
A quick bucket.
Trailing by eight. Naylor lobbing it down low. And going to be another turnover. Springport some substitutions. Sydney Humphrey and Ashlyn Underhill back in. Now for Springport, Brock on the inbound for Gray. Off the screen and for Brock to beat that press from Napoleon. On the baseline, lob it down low for Brock,
nice.
Who scores on the right block.
Nice. Way to get it down low and then look for your trailer for that quick bucket.
Extends the Springport lead to 10. Here at the district quarterfinal. Off the screen, bounce pass down low. It's another steal. Gray gets it. Two on one the other way. Layup blocked out of bounds by Nykamp. It'll stay with Springport.
Way to follow ball, stick with it in order to disrupt that easy basket.
Going to get another timeout on the floor. 2:47 left in the fourth. Springport leads by 10. We're back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Count.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Less than 3 minutes remaining for the season of one of these two teams. Springport leads 24-14. Tonight's coverage in the postseason brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Wilmar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. As the three-pointer on the inbound offline by Humphrey, and Napoleon goes the other direction.
It's like they're trying to will the three-pointer to happen. They keep looking for those looks. It's like they're desperate to make a three happen.
Off the screen for Beer. It's going to be stripped away by Gray, but out of bounds, so Napoleon keeps possession. Going to be inbound on the right side of the baseline, almost in the corner there, even with the three-point line. Into the right wing for Van Poppel, gets the handoff for Ault. Swings it far side for Naylor and then for Beer. Back on the far side for Ault. Hamlin, near side, free throw line, shot down low, blocked away. Might have been a pass there, went right to Beer, missed the layup, gets the offensive rebound, put back up and in, and the foul for L. Van Poppel.
Yeah, we're seeing grittier possessions. I kind of feel like that was almost a no-look pass right behind.
Yeah.
Because they keep running that play where they've got a trailer and another one right behind them, so she knew she was there.
That was a Jokician pass.
Okay.
And one free throw is off, but the rebound lost out of bounds by Shoemaker, and DePoyne will get another try here.
Are you sure you're not joking?
Why so serious?
Oh.
DePoyne trails by eight, but trying to cut into it here. And
five.
A five-second violation. Took too long to inbound.
That was a pretty good sticky D for that Springport team.
2:13 left. Here comes that aggressive DePoyne full-court press. Brock has it in the backcourt. Couldn't get the interception there, Van Poppel, as Springport able to bring it the rest of the way. Onto the near side, getting the handoff for Underhill. Here we lost it. Oh, that should have been a backcourt violation. Her foot went over the line. She kind of slid there, but that was missed. As outside, we do have a travel call by Humphrey.
She was trying to pass it, but defense kind of stuffed that one. So she went up with it, came down with it. They're going to call that every time.
If only the other way, they got less than 2 minutes left to try to make a run. Far side for Naylor and then for Alt. Lobbing it down low. Trying to get that cut. Now back on the far side for Van Poppel. Drives through, gets the handoff. Way up in the lane. Going to be a foul before the shot. It's going to be against Hattie Gray. Her second.
I'm shocked we haven't had anybody foul out yet.
Yeah, we've got a couple with four, but yeah, that's kind of interesting with how many fouls we've seen as we got the up and under in for Van Poppel as that brings the point within six.
Nice little move, right? Or a quick move around the defender, too.
Brings us to another timeout. Six-point game, less than 90 seconds left. We're back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof. Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-740-0774. Josh'sAffordableDumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com, your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away. Call 1 Hour.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
24-18. DePoyne coming right up on Springport. Springport leads by six. Out of the timeout, 1:20 left as Springport beats the full court press. Now on the baseline layup, up and in by Underhill.
So Springport's the one that's moving with a little giddy up right now when they should be playing the delay game.
Yeah, and it's DePoyne that needs to be kind of trying to play fast, but they've been slowing it down. Now a minute left. DePoyne trails by eight. Cut off on the baseline. Van Poppel trying to get around block up and under, and that's going to be a foul landing Van Poppel at the line.
Yeah, this is that woulda, coulda, shoulda scenario. You should have had Van Poppel challenging Brock all night long.
She's got four. All of them, the last 4 points, four and a point as she misses the first Aspen 1 hour free throw. Substitution as Devin Lowe back in for Ashlyn Underhill for Springport. Free throw number two also off. Rebound loose in the corner, and it's going to be last touched by the Lady Spartans. DePoyne inbounds on the far side.
Well, they got a lot of work to do, especially with how hard points have been to come by tonight. They got a lot of work to do here in barely under 50 seconds.
I think, too, if DePoyne came out with this more in the first half. Chance this could be a different story. As Floater on the baseline, that one's off, gets her own rebound. Naylor, it's going to be stripped away, but a jump ball forced by Springport before she went up with the shot, and it'll be Springport ball. Grace Nykamp back in for Napoleon as Sydney Humphrey back in for Springport.
Another timeout.
Yep. It's going to be 43 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Springport leads by 8, back in 30 seconds on the Power Cow.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
To high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Final 43 seconds here. Springport trying to close out Napoleon and move on to the girls' district semifinals against Lumen Christi on Wednesday. Able to beat the full court press. Shoemaker closely guarded by Naylor gets the handoff for Gray. Around the perimeter, far side, Brock shoots the three. That one's wide right. Rebound for Beer. Napoleon on the other way. Van Poppel gets right around Brock underneath the basket. Tough shot. She is fouled and gets two free throws.
Yeah, Springport just kind of letting Napoleon do what they want to do right now. I mean, Springport, they've been trying to get that three pretty much the whole second half. They should have just been passing it around back and forth up at the top, killing the time. But
yeah,
they just, for some reason, they feel like they got to make that three.
Yeah, and at that point, if you're passing it back and forth, then you're forcing Napoleon to come in and foul. And they've got several girls in foul trouble.
Right.
So they got some tough decisions to make at that point. As both Aspen 1-hour free throws missed by Van Poppel. And we got a foul in the backcourt by Claire Beer.
This is just a little too late.
Yeah.
For Napoleon to be doing this now.
13.7 seconds left. Springport leads by 8. Into the backcourt for Brock. And now we got another intentional foul. It's her fourth on Van Poppel.
That should be 5 on Van Poppel, wouldn't it?
Maybe not.
Huh.
All right, we continue on. Final 12 seconds. Springport in the backcourt for Brock. Able to get it into the front court. Nearly lost it. Gets it back over for Shoemaker. And Springport will close this one out. 26-18. Very low scoring game here, but that is the final. As Springport able to keep Napoleon at arm's length. And they come away as the winner of this contest, and they'll move on to Wednesday's district semifinals to take on the Lumen Christi Titans. We're going to take a quick 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we're going to break down what we saw in this first game ahead of our second game this evening, Hanover Horton versus East Jackson. This is girls district basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit.